got all those fishes into the belly of that big fish. And then you know what? I was talking to Mrs. Storm the other night about that, and Pastor said to me, he says, "Wait a minute, that wasn't Noah. That was Jonah." I said, "Jonah didn't get all those fish in the fish's belly." He goes, "Yeah, there was no animals in the fish's belly with Jonah." So he had to show me from the Bible how I was wrong. Now, what we need to realize is God's word's true, and everything in it is true, and we need to take and read God's word so we know what's truth. But in Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse number 5, who's got it? Anybody got that? Okay, right over there. Go ahead and read verse 5. Or, verse 8. All right. So here we see that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Okay, you got it? Hey, you, with the shorts on. You got verse 6, or verse 9?
Yep.
Okay, read it. All right. I want to talk to you a little bit about Noah. Now, you know, it's amazing of how the life of Noah was. Noah was an old man at this time. Noah was really old. You know how old Noah was? He's over 600 years old. Man alive, that's almost as old as I am. I mean, he was pretty near as old as me. Yeah, I've been around for a long time. You know, do you know what they said to me last time? They said, "Were you on the ark with Noah?" Now, I'm old, but I'm not that old, you know. I mean, can you imagine people thinking me being on the ark with Noah? After all, who was on the ark with Noah? Ham, Shem, and Japheth. His three boys. I'm not one of Noah's boys, so I couldn't have been on the ark. But you know what? We can learn a lot off of this here, just these two verses. And I want to talk to you a little bit, just for a little bit about this. And Pastor told me I couldn't go over 2 hours. And so we won't go quite that long, I promise. But in verse number 8, it says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, if you take and you think about that, you know, what is grace? What is grace? Anybody know? Okay, unmerited favor. Something we don't deserve to have. That's something we don't deserve to have. We don't deserve to have grace. We don't. Because God gave us something that we don't deserve to have. Now, I want you to take and realize some things here. That Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, why did he find grace in the eyes of the Lord? Why was it that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord and the other people didn't? There are some very interesting things about this, and I'm going to tell you about them this morning. And I want you to listen really good, because I guarantee you're going to get something out of it. But let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thanks for all you've done for us. Thank you for this morning, Sunday school. Pray that we get something out of it, and we give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, here we see that Noah found grace with the eyes of the Lord. How many people were living at Noah's time? Brother Echoes, you should know that. You lived back then. There was millions of people. Millions. Millions and millions. Do you know why there was millions of people? Because they lived so long. You know, let's face it. Here's Noah. He was 600 years old. That's old. Now think about his dad. His dad was older than that. And his grandpa was older than that. And his great-grandpa was older than that. And his great-great-grandpa was even older than that. There was lots of people living upon the earth at that time. Now, there was only one man. One man. Out of all these millions of people that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There's only one. And that was Noah. What made Noah different than everybody else? He looked like Fernando. No, he didn't look like Fernando. And I know he didn't act like Jesse. So what I need you to realize is this, is that Noah did something different than anybody else did. And I want to look at that for just a little bit today, because I think if we look at the life of Noah, we can run our lives the same as what Noah did, and we can find grace in the eyes of the Lord too. But look at the verse in verse 9. It says, and these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a what? A just man. Now, if you take a look at that word just, it means justified. And if you look at justified, that means that he was just like Jesus. Even though Jesus wasn't living upon the earth at that time, he was just like Jesus in God's eyes. Now, we need to realize that the people back in Noah's days, they were wicked. Oh, man, I tell you what, those people were so bad, it was unbelievable. Do you know what the Bible said? The Bible says that they did every imagination of their mind. Can you imagine anything? What can you imagine? Tell me something that you dream about. What do you dream about? A lot of things? Well, you know what? Hey, I got a really good imagination. You wouldn't believe how good my imagination was. You know, do you know what I imagined? I imagined that Jesse shot 10 targets yesterday. I did. I imagined that. And he's going to do that next time. Yeah, he is. He did a good job. And so Trent. Trent did a good job yesterday. And so did Jose. They all did a good job yesterday. Now, what we need to realize is that here's all these people, millions and millions of people. And you know what? They were bad. They were. Do you know that they did everything bad that they could possibly think of? They drank. They did drugs. They looked at bad websites. They didn't, the internet just ran wild back then. You know, what we need to realize is that they were bad people. They were terrible. In fact, it was so bad that God says, I wish I wouldn't even made man. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's bad. That's bad. You know, I look at people today and the way they live and the way they act and stuff like that. I'm going, do you know what? The other day I went to Walmart. And I was walking in Walmart, and this person came in. I think it was a person. It came in, and they had all colors of hair. I couldn't believe it. I thought, man, God's really changed the way he makes people. Man, I mean, there was green, there was purple, there was red. I couldn't even believe it. They looked like a rainbow. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. But you know what? The people back in Noah's days were really wicked. And Noah was a just man in the sight of God. He was a just man. He didn't do what everybody else did. He stood alone. He did everything that he should do. Right. You know, it's hard sometimes to take and stand alone, isn't it? It's hard when everybody else is doing everything and we have to say, no, I'm not going to do that because that's not right. It's hard to do that. But you know what? We got to do that because we need to be just. Just like Noah was. We got to be just in the eyes of God. We got to be just. We got to look just like Noah did. Well, maybe not, because he was 600 years old. We aren't quite that old yet. But we got to have our life just the way Noah had his life, a just life. Now, there's some other things, too, that I found that we need to be like Noah. The second thing is this. If you go down a little bit farther in that verse, you'll see that not only was he a just man, but he was perfect in his generation. Now, you know what? I don't believe that Noah was sinless. I don't believe that he was totally sinless. And that's what perfect would be, but that'd be sinless. Now, when God created man, he created him how? He created him perfect, he created him sinless, and he created him immortal. That meant they're going to live forever. But then they sinned. And then guess what? That wiped it all out. No longer were they perfect. No longer were they sinless. And God said that they were going to die. Now, what we need to realize is this, is that here's Noah. Noah is perfect in his generation. What that means is that everybody in his generation was doing everything bad except Noah. Noah was doing everything right in the eyes of God. Now, it's good to do things right in the eyes of God. Because if you do things right in the eyes of God, you're perfect in God's eyes. I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than to be perfect in God's eyes. You know, when I blew this place up that day, I was not perfect in Pastor Storm's eyes because he had to put them curtains back up. He had to take and fix the front of that back up. And, people were really scared that day. They really were. They thought the whole building was going to fall down. I knew it wasn't. Well, I thought maybe it might, but it didn't. But listen, I was not perfect in Pastor Storm's eyes. But, you know, we need to be perfect in God's eyes. We need to try to be sinless. We need to try our hardest to live our life the way God wants us to live it. If we would live our lives the way God wants us to live it, we'd be perfect just like Noah. You know, here we see that Noah was a just man and that he was perfect. You know, I'm sure that every time Noah was building that ark and he would hit his thumb with a hammer, he would say some words that maybe wasn't too good. And he'd have to cover his ears when he said them because he didn't want to hear them. How many of you ever hit your hand with a hammer? Oh, I'll tell you what, there's nothing worse. I was in the mine shaft the other day, and I was putting up one of these timbers, and I was hammering, and I could not get that nail to go in there no matter what I did. So I thought, I'm going to really hit it hard. And I did. And you know what? I hit the wrong nail. I hit the wrong nail. And I'll tell you what, I said, praise the Lord, this sure hurts. No, I didn't say that. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I wasn't a pretty perfect person that day. I wasn't. But, you know what, I got down on my knees, I asked God to forgive me for what I said, and he did. And what we need to realize is that we need to be perfect just like Noah was. But not only was he perfect, but then the last thing I see in there is this, is that he walked with God. He walked with God. Man, here we see that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Why? Because he was just, because he was perfect, and because he walked with God. How do we walk with God? I mean, God's not here right now, is he? His presence is here, but God himself is in heaven. You know, God's presence is here, but Noah walked with God. And I got to thinking about that a little bit, and I thought, how in the world did he walk with God? You know, here he is, just one man, and there's millions of other people, and they're all sinning. He was perfect and just, and he walked with God. How did he walk with God? You know what? I think that Noah did everything God wanted him to. You know, after all, back in the days of Noah, there was no laws. Did you know there was no laws? Do you know that I could walk up to Trent? What's your name? Trent. Okay. I could walk up to Trent and I could take his money from him, and it wasn't against the law. Did you know that? There was no laws back then. None. If I wanted to steal, I could steal. If I wanted to do whatever I wanted, it was all lawful. But you know what? I don't believe that Noah did that. I believe that Noah did what was right with God, and that's why he walked with God. You know, I believe that Noah, whenever he could, he was in church. I believe that he made sacrifices unto God like Adam and Eve did and them after them. And I believe that he did everything that he could to please God. And that's how he walked with God. You know, in our lives, we can walk with God too. You know, first thing we got to realize is we need to be saved. And if we know Jesus as our personal Savior, we can walk with God. And the Bible says that once we're saved, we have a friend that sits closer than a brother. Do you have a brother? Do you? Oh, is that your brother over there? You know what? You kind of look alike. Yeah, did you know that? Yeah. Is that your sister? She doesn't look anything like you. She's got long hair. You know, what we need to realize is this, is we need to walk with God. You know, even though we're all different, even though we all have our own life to live, even though all of us are going to take and do something wrong someday, we still need to walk with God. How do we walk with God? We need to read the Bible every day. Do you know that in the morning when I get up, first thing I do is I start the campfire, and then as soon as I get the campfire going, I put my coffee pot on. You got to have coffee in the morning. If you don't have coffee in the morning, the whole day goes south. Do you know that the other day I didn't have any coffee? All I could find was sawdust. Sawdust does not make the best coffee. Believe me, it does not taste the same. But you know, you take and you make a pot of coffee in the morning, you pour that cup of coffee out, and you drink it. Oh, it tastes so good. But you know, before I had that first cup of coffee in the morning while I was cooking, first thing I do is I open up my Bible, and I sit down and I'll read God's Word. And I say, Lord, help me today to walk with you. Help me to walk alongside you. Help me to do the things that you would have me to do in my life. And you know what? He does. He helps me every single day. He helps me all the time. In fact, the other day when I was in the mine and I went and I lit the fuse for this dynamite and that fuse is going and I'm thinking to myself, did I put a 1 minute fuse on there or did I put a 30 second fuse on there? There's a big difference. And you know, I lit that and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, I better run. And I ran out of that mine just as fast as I could. And praise the Lord, I put a minute one on there and not a 30 second, or I would never have made it. I would not have been here today. Because, boy, it really boomed. It did. It was unbelievable. But you know what? I got back in the mine, and I'm digging through the dirt and digging through the rocks. And, you know, I saw all God's creation in there. I did. I found some turquoise. I found a little bit of gold. That's how you look for is gold. Gold is really good stuff. There was some silver in there. How did all that get there? God put it there. God put all that there. And what we need to realize that if we walk with God, God's going to bless us. God's going to bless us immensely. And what are God's blessings? Our food, our homes, our parents, our school, our church. You know, God gives us all these blessings that we don't deserve. Why? Because we found grace in the eyes of the Lord, just like Noah did. Just like Noah did. Now, just think about this for a minute. Because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, God had him build an ark. Now, how big do you think this ark was? No, not quite a mile long. Do you know how long a football field is? If you take three football fields, that's how long it was. And it was one football field wide. And it was one football field high. Listen, this was a big boat, man. Huge boat. And do you know what? Nobody knew what a boat was back then. Nobody ever built one. They're looking at him and he's building this thing and they're going, what is this? He says, well, God told me to do this. He says, what is it? He says, it's a boat. What's it for? It's going to rain. Do you know it never rained before? It's never rained upon the earth before. Never. And here, Noah, for 100 years, built that ark. 100 years. Man, I'll tell you what, that's a long time. Are you 50 yet? Huh? No, you're not 50 yet? How old are you? Oh, yeah? How old are you? Oh, yeah? So him is older than you? Oh, man. Are the pretty girls older or are they younger? Oh, they're younger? Okay. Well, you know what we need to realize is this. If we will be just, if we'll be perfect, if we walk with God, then God is going to give us His grace. He's going to give us His grace, just like He did Noah. There's a song we sing. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I can't remember the rest of the song. But anyway, that's what happens when you get old. You forget the songs that you want to sing. But you know what we need to remember is this. We need to remember that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord because he was just, because he was perfect, and because he walked with God. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for this Sunday school lesson. I pray now that you'll guide and direct us in the service. Be with Pastor Storm as he preaches this morning. I pray that we might get much out of that. We just thank you so much for Sunday school. And I just pray now that you'll help us and guide us in all that we do and say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to start. Pastor said we're going to start.